97.9 The Keel, Aaron Keck here with you in the studio, ordinarily joined at this time of the day by Victor Lewis to catch us up on what's trending in the world. We are still going to catch up on what's trending in the world, but today, in lieu of Victor, we have Aaron A.J. Johnson. Good morning.
You've upgraded.
I have upgraded.
You've got me instead.
Woohoo!
Screw that Victor guy.
What's up?
Oh, nothing much. Just been surfing the internet this morning because apparently that's what I get paid to do when Victor's not here.
Yes.
Which is a little weird.
Yeah.
Not complaining.
Well, it's just in addition to all of the other things that you get paid to do and you still have to do, and we're going to pay you the same amount, but now you have to do this other thing.
Oh, I don't do anything else.
Oh, okay, good.
Yeah.
Nice.
No, it's just, I just come in and walk around, talk to people.
I was going to ask.
Go home.
Right, nice. Yeah, I was kind of going to ask that.
Honestly, I should really just save us all some time and just start leaving at noon.
That's what I do.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, but
I mean, you basically just
five.
Described my job. I come in, I walk around, I talk to people, and I go home at noon. That's pretty much my job. It's a good job.
Well, dagnabbit, I thought I had to come up with something good, and now it's been, no, I've already been doing that for years.
I've been doing that for years.
All right, looking at your internet today. If you have Netflix and or Disney Plus, and most people at this point, I would imagine, don't go and pay that every month manually. I would assume you've probably got it set up to a credit card.
Correct.
That it auto-pays whenever your payment date is.
I think you're going to have to have it set up like that at this
much.
Point now, yeah.
Well, I've got some bad news for you.
Uh-oh.
Disney Plus is going to be adding a ad-free section, and the price is going up.
I saw that, yeah.
Yeah, so Disney Plus without ads is going to be increasing by $3 per month to $10.99 as of December 8th of this year. So you still got a couple of months. However, the add-on issue with that is Disney Plus with ads will also be increasing in price to what you are currently paying for Disney Plus
ad-free. Okay.
So, if you're like, well, you know, at least I'm not paying the extra however many couple of bucks for ads.
Now you are.
Now you're going to be paying for the ads what you would have been paying if you were going Disney Plus ad-free.
See, what I think the strategy should be, because now, like, people, the complaint is that if you, now all of these streaming services have, like, splintered off from each other, so if you want access to everything, like the Netflix and the Hulu and the Disney Plus and the Paramount and everything else, you're going to end up paying basically the same amount that you would just for regular cable or Dish or whatever. Mm-hmm. I think the strategy is get one thing, like get Netflix and just like watch your way through Netflix. Mm-hmm. And then when you're done, drop that and move on to Disney Plus and watch your way through Disney Plus. And then when you're done, move on to Hulu and just like keep cycling and rotating. Because most of that stuff is just still going to be there 3 months from now, right?
I have a interesting business idea that I think these streaming companies should think of.
All right.
What they should do is they should take all of their things and bundle them. That way, you pay one price,
right,
and you get however many. I'm acting like this is new, but it's not.
I was going to say, like,
this is a cable
this
plan.
This is the thing that exists.
And I was reliably informed that we were moving away from that model.
Yeah, yeah. We're moving away from that model, too. You know the end of Animal Farm? Where you think you're moving away from the model.
I don't know where this is going.
And
but
you move, and you like have all of this craziness, and then eventually things like settle back into basically what it was before.
New boss, same
as
the
old
boss.
Yeah.
In addition to all of that, that also means prices for Hulu are going to go up by $1 or $2 per month, depending on your plan. And the reason Disney, maybe one of the reasons Disney is doing this, if you haven't been paying attention to the stock market, it's been a bit down.
Fair.
Disney has not had a good year.
True.
Disney stock prices are down 28% this year alone.
How is the stock market in general doing? Like, I don't follow it from day to day because I don't think the stock market is real anymore. So I don't know, like, how down 28% compares to, like, the overall stock market. Like, if you're down 28% but the overall stock market is down 30%, then you're actually not doing too bad.
You're actually 2% up.
Yeah.
Yeah. I didn't look that number up. I probably should have if I don't know.
Because it's
going to
be down, like,
question.
A certain percentage versus,
right,
like, where I was in January. I just don't know where it is now
if
compared
to where
it was.
If the stock market itself is down, you're probably going to be down as well.
Right.
It's not that I don't think the stock market is real. It's just I don't understand it, therefore I discount it.
Yes, it's that. I think part of it for me was, like, in 2020 when when like everything just stopped happening, like the economy just stopped and everyone went home.
Where we just put a cap on
down.
It and was like, hey, don't worry about it for a while.
And the stock market kept going up. And I was like, that's weird. You would think that there would be less of everything.
Well, I imagine that came down to the fact that everybody was sitting at home and was getting helicopter money from the government and was just spending it like crazy online.
But not on stocks, like, and it wasn't just like Amazon that was going up. It was like weird things, like, ooh, GameStop. Let's all buy GameStop stock.
Well, that was a troll, first off.
But the troll,
a very effective troll.
But the troll
actually
like made the stock market move like in measurable ways.
Well,
and, like,
yeah,
this
because
just
you had so many people buying
right.
it, therefore the price. Oh my God, did we just figure out how the stock market worked? If a crap ton of people buy something, then the price goes up.
I think so. Yeah.
Learning something new every day.
I knew I didn't have to take econ.
There you go.